Prisas, Perakeh, Mishnah Hay, 5-5, the same kind of setup, two pieces of food here, and the cases A, B, and C were, like in the previous Mishnah, it says like this, Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel chelev. So the one piece is chulin, regular kosher food. The other piece is chelev. Chelev, of course, carries the penalty of kares if one eats it b'mezid, since this guy doesn't know that he's doing something usser. So if he eats chelev, he has to bring a chatas. Now, if he doesn't know if he ate it or didn't, then he's in the classic case of there was Isser present here, that's a Chiyav Karas, maybe he did, maybe he didn't do it, and therefore he brings the Asham Talui, because he can't bring a Chatas. That's the Halacha. Okay? The Mishnah speaks out as follows, so we're going to have the same A, B, and C. A being Reuven eats one of the pieces, B being that he eats both, and C meaning Reuven eats one and Shimon eats the other. So here we see inside. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel chelev. One piece is regular kosher food, one piece is chelev, with the penalty of a Chatas if he did it b'shogeg. Achal achas mehen ve'en yadua eiz men achal. Reuven ate one of the pieces, doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe Asham Tali, good old-fashioned Asham Tali. Maybe it's Chayv Achatas, maybe not. Since he doesn't know, he brings an Asham Tali. Everyone agrees to that. Achales Ashniya, if now Reuven goes and eats the second piece, so now we know for sure he ate Chalev, so therefore it's Pashit, maybe Chatas, he brings a Chatas, because he did Isser of eating Chalev, but Shogeg. Everyone agrees to that. Case number C is Achal Echad Esa Rishona Uva Acher Uva Achal Esa Shnia. So Reuven eats one of the pieces, Shimon eats the other piece. We don't know who ate what, but together for sure somebody ate the chalev. Says the Mishnah, Ze Mevi Asham Tali Vze Mevi Asham Tali. Div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, and the Chacham would agree to this even, each of them may or may not have done an Isser, and therefore they bring an Asham Tali in the meantime. Chacham would agree with that also. Rabbi Shimon, consistent with what he said in the previous Mishnah, says, listen, even though each person is in a state of doubt whether he did the Isser, but between the two of them, Reuven and Shimon, one of them definitely ate the Chalev, so one of them is for sure Chayav Achatas. So instead of each of them bringing an Asham Tali, let them bring a Chatas together, jointly with a Tanai condition, and say, if I'm going to eat the Chalev, then this is for me, and if not, I relinquish ownership. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnehem Mevin Chatas Echas. They bring one Chatas Vadai between the two of them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, like he said from before, Ein Shnai Mevin Chatas Echas. There's no such thing as sharing a Chatas. You must know the Chet Asher Chata Ba. You have to know the sin that you did. If you don't know what you did, you can't bring a Chatas. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi would say, like Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, Halacha, which is each person brings a Asham Talui, since that's, he may or may not have done the Isser of eating Chalev.